This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The critics are coming for Luka Doncic. You have to...
Luka Doncic,
as Tillman Fertitta would say.
What an idiot.
Perhaps, perhaps somebody's going to finally apologize to Nico. Not in this show. I can tell you that right now.
Hell no.
Not around here.
No,
somebody
no
might,
apologies.
But it won't be me. Somebody
no
might. Somebody
no might. Yeah. Where would you say, in the history of, just briefly, because I know we're going to do Mavs next segment a little bit, or the Luka criticism, but I'm curious, where would you say Nico ranks in the history of sports hate that you've ever seen? Like, I'm sure you grew up a Yankees fan. I know Steinbrenner had hate at various points. We've seen Jerry have some. Like, is he the peak of sports hate that you've ever seen?
Fans love George for the most part because he won.
Yeah, but I just mean that he had his pockets. Yeah. He had his pockets where they despised him.
Look, Jerry's is very prolonged, but nothing has been the vitriol for Nico.
Nothing's been as intense.
As intense.
Like, I honestly don't think LeBron going back to Cleveland was this intense.
Going back to Cleveland?
Like going back to visit the next year as a guy with the Heat.
Yeah, LeBron leaving Cleveland was bad, but because a lot of it was the way he did it, too. This is, I mean, unless I'm just missing something. You know, now I'll tell you this. There's been a lot of college football SEC stuff that has been worse, but that's only because
y'all are a cult and you guys believe everything you do there is more important.
Yeah, it's there's nothing else to do. Like, especially back in the day, like, there was nothing else to do.
You know what there is to do, though? You can come out tomorrow to the Anna Fire Station.
Yeah,
you can do that. We're going to have the Firehouse Tour is back this week. This is stop number two on the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. You guys need to show up in big numbers there in Anna. We've not gone out to this direction yet. We've not gone out this far to Anna. And we hear that there's a lot of support. We've had a lot of people asking. So I want to make sure that you guys show up, you show out. We're going to have Zach Wolchuk with us. Nick Harris will be there on site with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have breakfast from Whataburger. We'll have Tolo hats as well, special Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour baseball caps. So you're going to want to get those before they disappear. But if you're in Anna, Blue Ridge, Prosper, Melissa, McKinney, Princeton, Salina, anywhere like that, this is probably the stop for you. So that's 305 South Powell Parkway in Anna. That's 305 South Powell Parkway. And thank you to the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour partners. That's Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers.
Let's do it. I'm excited. So what is this? What is this wide receiver two news that came around yesterday?
So we will be able to ask, like I said, Nick Harris directly about this. Nick Harris, a resident of Princeton, will be driving up to join us during the expressway tomorrow. We'll have Nick Eatman a little bit later on, 9:20 today, to talk about this topic. But Nick Harris had written yesterday that while there's been some attention on the trade market and, you know, you've got these different names that people have speculated about. Could Dallas be interested in George Pickens? Where they call it, you know, Todd Archer reported they called about some AFC North receiver. He didn't say George Pickens, but a lot of people have figured that must have been George Pickens. But Nick Harris wrote that while there has been that focus there, there's still the availability of free agents. And he listed some potential options. Keenan Allen.
All right.
Nelson Aguilar. Mm-hmm. Robert Woods.
Okay.
However, there is building team interest in bringing free agent Amari Cooper back for a reunion in Dallas, according to a Star Telegram source.
Okay.
And I don't know
why. What happened?
Well, so here's the thing. I don't know if there's ever been, if you look at Amari Cooper and the way he left here, it was not the same intensity at all. So but if you want to talk about a two on a 10-point scale, it's a distant relative of people being upset about the Luka trade. Like a 2 on a scale of 10. Don't mistake me and say that it's in the same universe. But it's a distant relative somewhere on a... You look on the genealogy chart and you're like, oh, look, I'm related to the intensity of a Luka trade. People were furious when Cooper got traded. You were furious. I remember we were doing an event at Twin Peaks, Eat, Drink, Scenic Views. We were doing an event at the Twin Peaks in Burleson. And it was a fan event. And that was the day that Amari Cooper got traded. And you went on the fan roundtable and you blamed me for the poor return. You said you exposed their business too much.
Right.
And you ruined the value they potentially could have gotten. Yeah. People are still upset. They will invoke the 5th round pick that you got back for Amari Cooper. Years later.
They should. It's your fault.
And this is one of the guys that they were absolutely enamored with here in Dallas. People loved him. They thought he was a straight shooter. He got here and he just changed the offense overnight in 2018. He talked so much about how badly he wanted to be a Cowboy. He was a free agent. Washington threw a ton of money at him. A ton. Way over what Dallas was going to pay. And he turned it down to come back to Dallas. And then things fell apart. And people, I think, felt like he was always unfairly scrutinized by the organization. A lot of people always blamed it on the vaccine. That he didn't get the COVID vaccine and they were upset about it. And that's what ultimately ended things here. They were not happy he didn't get it. That's true. Because they felt like it cost them his availability at one point in the 21 season. I think it was the Chiefs game.
Yeah, because as time went on, we've seen that, you know, if you get the vaccine, you don't get COVID again.
Right. Well, I mean, that's probably why it wouldn't be as much of a sticking issue for them today. But at the time, they were upset with him.
Right.
I think you and Sean I've heard you guys tell stories of you guys being in Oxnard and getting the vibes out there, you know, talking to people at, you know, different parties and events and things like that, that, oh, yeah, they're not happy with Amari Cooper this year that he's in this position.
Right.
But I will say that the biggest issue to Amari Cooper leaving here, the biggest reason for Amari Cooper leaving here is no longer in the building, and that's Mike McCarthy's gone. Mike McCarthy didn't like Amari Cooper, and Amari Cooper, I don't think, was particularly fond of McCarthy. And so that was...
What was the issue?
Two just different people, honestly. I think if they would have been able to get past some of their quirks the way that they are, I think they really would have liked each other. Because the issue was, Amari Cooper is so damn smart. He's really smart, and things... He's
Is he a Y guy?
Yeah, he's so analytical, and things have to make sense to him. He's like
a chess player.
He's a chess player. He's an engineer.
Is he an engineer?
No, I'm just saying this is the type of like mindset I'm talking about.
I was like, dang, man,
computer programmer. Like you can't just say, hey, Amari, I want you to do this. This is a big problem he had with Sanjay Lal, the receivers coach. So Sanjay Lal would say, you need to do this, and Amari would go, that doesn't make sense to me. So no, or he would go, that doesn't make sense. Why? Why do I need to do this? Because I told you to. Okay, but what you're saying doesn't make sense, so I'm going to keep doing it this way. Because if you can't explain it to me, if you can't tell me why this is the best way to do it, I can't. And it wasn't, it's so difficult, it comes off as so difficult, and in the end it is, I guess. But in reality, it's just, that's the way he is. He needs it explained to him. It's got to make sense. Because if it doesn't make sense to him, he can't fathom, why would I do that? That's not the right way. So, think about Mike McCarthy. And Mike McCarthy is very much about, hey, I told you to do something, do it. Don't you know, question me. Don't be insubordinate. Don't push back. So that naturally created problems, I think, where when Mike McCarthy wanted something or had a vision for the offense or there was something along those lines, then there was a resistance at times from Amari because it wasn't explained to him. I also think McCarthy hated how frequently he wouldn't practice.
Well, the practice thingy, that was... I don't know why I said thingy there. You know, it's one thing leaving Italy. Like they put, Peyton, did you notice this when you were there? They put an A on the end of every word. You want a drink? You want the beer?
It's for the accent.
It's everything has an A on the end. Like literally everything. The bathroom.
It sounds like that's a cousin of Valley Girls.
They're singing.
Like they put an A on the end of it instead of a question mark like Valley Girls do.
Yeah. Yep. They sing everything. They sing everything there. I hated the... He doesn't like football. I hate that guy. I hate the guy who says, oh, does he love football? You know, you don't have to love your job to be great at it.
Well, and I think he's...
Do you think people who have that are great at like really difficult jobs, like manually tough jobs. Do you think they love their job? Or do you think it's a job? Like they're good at it.
Well, and I think he's so academic about the job. Like, and he views it as such a he's almost like a professor or a researcher or something, where it's just like it's all. Did you ever see the movie Oppenheimer?
No.
Okay, well, in the movie Oppenheimer, they talk about how he's so brilliant and he understands everything and he sees things in a way that so many other people didn't. But like his lab work and some of the other things he did, he didn't have a love for the lab the way he needed to, but it all made sense to him and he was fascinated by it and wanted to make sure that the science was correct. And for Amari Cooper, I think it's science to him. It's stuff that makes sense. He's obsessed with how does it work and how does it function at its best? Is he like, man, I love playing ball. I could go play ball in the backyard and sandlot football and stuff like that? No, not. I mean, there's not that. I do think he loves the game. I just think his love for the game is expressed differently than somebody else. Yeah. Who's just like, man, I love ball. I could do any. And I think that's hard for guys like McCarthy who have that headbutting. Mm-hmm. Now, this staff, I think Schottenheimer, who never got a chance to work with Amari Cooper, I think Schottenheimer would really respect Amari Cooper and really like the way he goes about his process.
You know, it would be a really good fallback option.
Is a fallback option from what, though?
From taking somebody in the draft.
So, like, we're already past that. So, you're not talking about fallback option from exploring a trade or other free agents?
No, I'm talking about the draft.
Now, one of the...
Like, if they could get somebody younger, you know, like... Because I don't know, how much does Amari have actually left?
So, that's the thing. One of the big things we talked about at the end of last season, you remember this, was...
I do.
What's going on with Amari Cooper in Buffalo? Like, is he like...
Was a mid-year trade?
But he's shown before, mid-year trade, he can walk right in and he was fine.
Yeah.
And this was something where he walked right in and, you know, he contributed. Very first game there, 4 catches, 66 yards, 1 touchdown. And then he's inactive a couple weeks later. And then he was inactive the final game of the season. And if you look at... He was on the field for 80 snaps in the playoffs. And he just... I mean, he wasn't a factor at all. And there's a lot of people, the word from a lot of people, it feels like, around the league heading into this offseason was they thought he was cooked. And I don't know how much it is that he's cooked. He's always been banged up. He's always had health issues. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy who is still, he's going to be 31,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously not, it's no spring chicken. But, I mean, he is somebody who should have something left. There should be something you can tap into there. And he is still such a precise, incredible route runner.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'd be down with it. I would be down with it if they were able to do that. It would take away some of the sting of not getting a wide receiver.
Would you rather have Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper?
Amari.
Okay. Because Keenan Allen has remained productive consistently.
I would assume it's just easier to get back in kind of in tune with Dak.
There's that, and I would feel like Keenan Allen's a possession receiver to me. Like, I want somebody
you
who's...
Need.
I want somebody who's going to get me some separation.
Yeah.
I want some clean windows.
Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. The critics are coming for Luka. Will we start to see Nico's side of things next in The Fan?